Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little Falls will always be known as the land of Lindy.
They shouted his name over and over again. Lindbergh, Lindbergh.
The central Minnesota town of 8,300 is forever tied to Charles Lindbergh, who grew up here. But you may not know that Little Falls is the historical home of one of Minnesota's favorite pastimes.
Anything that we can do to get people to know that we're here, first of all, to get them in the door. Once they come in, they love it and they come back many times.
The Minnesota Fishing Museum is housed in a nondescript building on Little Falls' main thoroughfare.
Isn't that neat?
That's pretty slick.
Al Baert is founder of the museum. It was his collection that started it all back in the late 1980s.
We have over 10,000 artifacts on display. Plus the fact that we have enough stuff to fill another 18,000 square feet.
From old lures.
This is the Surferino.
To old boats.
This is Mr. Walleye's reconditioned first boat.
And it honors Minnesota's greatest angling accomplishments.
What you see here are record Minnesota fish by species.
Problem is, many people miss this unique spot, especially this summer. And it's due to that other Minnesota tradition, summer construction.
For us, having the road construction out in front of us, it's really tough.
Brenda Perlowski is the museum's executive director.
We've had days that we've had zero people in here in the summertime, and that's just really heart-wrenching.
It means more strain on what is already a strained budget.
It's the state, Minnesota State Museum, and we have no support from the state of Minnesota. It's kind of sad, you know.
The museum also houses the Minnesota Fishing Hall of Fame, and so big name anglers are being asked to throw some money towards the facility. The ultimate goal is to get a new, larger space, but until that time, the little museum in Little Falls will keep reeling in those looking to catch some Minnesota fishery.
We have yet, in all these years since we've been here, to have a bad comment.
Adam Carter, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.